views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning.
Today, good morning.
The 18th of April. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We are really, really fortunate to have Shasta Regional Medical Center here. Liam, you're back, buddy.
I am.
The TV
well, I've been
star.
Here. I've been here.
Well, you've been here, but you're back on there. Christina,
she's not feeling good this morning.
Oh, dear.
Well, between you two, we should get one person out of there, right?
I think
but
so.
No, if one's not feeling well, the other one's there.
I'd agree.
You two even remind me of each other. Slim, tall, really competent, friendly. I mean, you two are just really... The future of America. Of course, one's Ukrainian, but she's American, born in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, so how are you doing today, TV star?
I'm good. I went to bed pretty early last night, and Lord, oh Lord, I just can't wake up this morning. I don't know.
Oh boy.
But I got adequate sleep, so I don't know.
Adequate. I don't know. You're a growing boy.
What's adequate? Wait a minute. What's adequate for you?
Like 7 hours.
No. No, for your age.
It's 8 to 10 hours.
8 to 10 hours, buddy. You know what?
Please. What about my age? 8 to 10 hours.
No, you and I have less.
Oh.
You guys are like 6.
I tell you what. You know, I can do 6 hours for a long time. I can do less for a long time.
Yeah.
But then there's that day.
Where it just catches up.
Comatose. Yeah. And Linda comes in just and checks to make sure I'm breathing. Anyway, good morning, honey.
Good morning, everybody. And good morning, Carl, on this beautiful day, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on Your Talk Radio. Streaming also on KCNR1460.com. It looks like we're going to have areas of frost and slight chance of showers with a high today of 57 and our overnight lows of 37. Did we have wind and rain yesterday or what?
Or what?
I was in the middle of doing a photo shoot for my album cover, and it just starts to... dumping.
That was
a bust.
Yeah, but you could have put an umbrella out that made it like a cool.
Well, we did. So
cool.
It might be cool. I've gotten back.
Yes. Got to roll with the moment, as we know. Wednesday will be mostly sunny and partly cloudy Wednesday night. Now, as we progress through the week, it's going to be fabulous. Sunny is, and that's three syllables, fabulous. Thursday, sunny with a high of 70, overnight lows of 48. Mostly sunny with a high of, I got your attention, 81 on Friday. We're going to be out at the Red Bluff Roundup Friday night, partly cloudy with 52. Saturday, 82. It's definitely riding weather. And Sunday will be 79. Oh, my gosh. Sunblock time.
We have.
And the weather is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran and own business where they give veteran and senior discounts, 365-3793.
You know, we went through our schedulers yesterday.
We what?
We went through our schedulers yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Because now April and May are just chalked, and now we're going into June. But this weekend is, besides for Friday, can't you hear up more? How's that?
I don't know. Is this microphone down there?
Turn,
yeah.
Turn me up.
Mine is super loud.
There you go. Oh, yours is real loud?
There we go.
Yeah. Friday night, we have the rodeo. And
Red Bluff Roundup.
Do we have any more tickets to give away?
I believe we have two more. Before this day is over,
we have to go check them.
But we do have a special guest coming in any minute now that is a world champion. Now, when you say world champion, do you have any idea in the athleticism it takes to do what this woman is going to share with us today, who lives right here in the North State? So I can't wait for us to interview her and find out, like, when did you start? Did you grow up in Reb? All that stuff. Like, you know, because it's not just, you know, you get on a horse and do your deal.
Oh,
this takes years.
Oh, no.
And a real partnership
Well, we'll with talk your about horse, that when yeah. she comes on.
And then we're going to talk all about the Red Bluff Roundup, talk to you about facts. Pretty soon, when that's over, of course, it's Cool April Night, so we've got some kind
at
of
the same time.
We've got fact sheet with all the Cool April Nights going on, shows and shines and stuff like that. And then pretty soon, we're going to have tickets to give away for the Reading Rodeo. So we have a lot of stuff going on.
That's right. Asphalt Cowboys Media Luncheon is today, and that always kind of kicks off, you know, the season then, too. But Cool April Nights, Red Bluff Roundup, theaters.
When's Cool April Nights?
Kicks off this weekend, this week, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, of course it does. But then it goes all next week, too.
Cool.
I like the T-shirt you chose today. You did that on purpose.
Well, you know, I grew up in the Sacramento area, so we used to go to Folsom Prison. Believe it or not, we used to go to Folsom Prison and have this fabulous. In fact, a couple of the pieces in our house are from inmates. Carl, I don't know if you know that.
A couple of the paintings.
Paintings. Right? No, they're oil paintings, and they're beautiful, that were from an inmate. At one time, we're talking about 60s and 70s, I believe, when people would come to Sacramento to visit us, what would we do? We would, one of the places that we would take them to visit was the gift shop at Folsom Prison. I know that sounds really weird, but they would have these art shows. And so anyway, I have a T-shirt on that says established.
Folsom Prison. Established
rodeo team
1982, the mm-hmm. rodeo team, because Folsom Prison's been there,
and they have a fabulous rodeo. Well, I mean, I haven't been recently, obviously, you know, because I'm so involved with the ones up here. But in the old days, it would have been almost like Reading. You know, we love the fact that Reading Rodeo Grounds is kind of even though when I say clean. They've done a lot to spruce it up. It still has this old school vibe. And Folsom was like that, where it was just this real down home, you know. And I grew up in Placerville before that, so we used to go every year to the county fair where the rodeo would take place as well. And so that was, again, kind of old school Placer County. So I don't know. I kind of do enjoy going to the, you know, kind of, I've never been to the Cottonwood Rodeo.
Well, but it's on Mother's Day.
Uh-huh. I'm singing at U202.
I know, but I'm just saying that's when it is.
Yeah, so maybe, I don't know, maybe it's afterwards I could go, because I'm singing from 11. In fact, people are asking, so I just want to share with you guys that Pat Karch and I will be playing at the View Jazz Brunch on May 7th from 11 to 2 and May 14th. Mother's Day, so I don't even know how they're going to do that. It's been a couple of years since I've been there, and Pat and I have never done it before. Of course, the late great Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin, we did it for almost, it was so fabulous, every Sunday for almost a year. It was just great. So I love being out on the deck or the veranda in the summer months, or late spring or early spring or whatever you want to call May. And for us to just, you know, pick out some of our favorite American songbook jazz songs. Anyway,
okay,
today's Tuesday. I usually don't come in today, so I'm just blabbing away.
Oh, it's okay. I like it. I'm glad you're here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff at Riverside Way, 2 right here in town, 1 at 1845 California Street, down the street from us. The main branch over at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Newest branch over in Anderson on Ventura Way. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back, because I want to talk a little bit more about that Air National Guardsman and things that have happened. Also, what happened to Patrick Jones yesterday? I'll explain that.
But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, Always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready, comedy fans, to spend an evening busting at the seams with comedian, actor, and writer Nick Swardson, best known for his roles on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, and his own comedy shows Pretend Time and Typical Rick. Nick Swardson will take you on a journey of smells and laughter. So grab your tickets today. Thursday, May 25th, the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center will be filled with laughter. Tickets start at just $40 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And good morning and welcome back to our Tuesday edition here on KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places that we have been going to since I moved to Redding in 2005. Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all of your jewelry needs. And, yes, rodeo is coming up. They've got some fantastic vintage turquoise, silver, beautiful jewelry, all kinds of wonderful things. Whatever you could possibly go in there and they will help you, guide you. And they're not going to pressure you. You know, they're just very cool. Family. By the way, Cool April Nights on this Friday. It's the 6th Annual Spring Fest Car Show, which is from 3 to 9. That's down here on Market Street, right down the street from the station from 3 to 9. And then on Saturday, we've got Lithia Chevrolet Show and Shine as well. That's on Cypress. Anderson River Park Show and Shine from 2 to 5. And Big League Dreams. So it's all over town from Friday on you are going to see the most incredible Friday to Sunday. It's a whole week of wonderful show and shines. We've got more we'll tell you about. As we get closer to the other ones, we will as well.
The cruise.
Again, area frost and slight chance of showers with a high of 57 and our overnight lows tonight with a slight chance of showers. Then once again, partly cloudy with our overnight lows of 37. All right.
Okay, Patrick Jones was going to be on yesterday, and I talked to Patrick. He's going to be on Thursday at 8 o'clock, so he'll be here back Thursday. And there was scheduling things that I didn't know about and all this. But he'll be here Thursday. And we're going to talk about not just the street thing, but everything that's going on in the county right now. As we know, at the Board of Supervisors level, a lot of things going on. This Air National Guard member, Jack Texera. Anyway.
The guy that leaked all the secrets.
Yes. Arrested and charged with the connection of the leak. He possessed a high-level security clearance, and he worked essentially as a computer network technician while assigned to an intelligence unit at the base in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, which was a world level intel organization there. They were. A U.S. defense official said that many of the documents appeared online look like they were prepared for General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and other senior military officials. Some of the images reportedly show documents printed on paper that had been folded and crumpled up. Newsweek published images of several of the documents on Sunday. Wow, that's good. Let's just keep that stuff going out there. A DOD post-leak assessment is expected to produce preliminary findings and recommendations for protecting classified information in 45 days. How about this? How about when it's, you know, that everybody, when you walk in, leaves everything that's on your body in a bin outside, in places I have been, you did not carry anything with you, including pens.
Well, you haven't seen Mission Impossible, because Mission Impossible, you can have your contacts.
They
can take pictures.
Well, in glasses.
Or like, how about a fake mustache that, you know, you could take off and it's got some kind of, you know,
camera
tape on the back that turns into some kind of, yeah. There's all kinds of things that can be. How about a tooth? You take a tooth out. The tooth is like, why not? How about a bridge? The bridge comes out and it's really a camera.
Well, like I said,
I'm giving you all kinds of ideas.
I know. When we saw that pen that you could use, you could just copy things, and it's a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And it would go into a little microchip.
A toupee. You tell somebody to take your toupee off I'm going to wear my toupee. Well, your toupee could turn into some kind of liquid. I mean, there's just all kinds of things that you could possibly go into, I'm sure.
Jack,
if you sit around the think table.
Jack didn't have that. Jack just opened up the computer, and first of all, he was copying things on another piece of paper, you know, what it said, but that was too hard. Somehow, you're starting to take images of it. Anyway,
you need to go work for the CIA, Linda.
I know.
You have so many great ideas.
So now,
how did you know at one time I wasn't a secret? No, never mind.
How do you know Linda is her name? How do you know that Linda Snook was her, you know, her maiden name? But how do you know that? Mm. How do you know that Tom Snook and June Snook are not deep plants from Croatia? Okay. Moving right along with that.
One time we both had fabulously stamped passports. Remember that? With extensions. So you pull them out, and they're like 3 or 4 pages long with all the stamps. And then used to be you could keep your passport. Now you got to turn it in to get a new one, which is a bummer. So I really miss that passport.
It appears that the blue state exodus is much more than just economics. You know, I always say that so many people are leaving California, and because of the taxes and all that. But it seems like there's more of it, despite how much the legacy media and lawmakers want to dismiss it. It started with AB5, the anti-independent contractor law. Remember, we've talked about this several times, that independent truckers were killed with this. They moved out and moved into other states where they could still be a contractor. A lot of them like to do that. They could run their own hours, and, you know, for families and all this. But once you pass that, they had to go work for a company, and the company would tell them when they were going to be doing their runs. So this one lady, and it was a great story, raising her kids, became a truck driver, and she could raise her family. She, you know, she made good money, and then, but she, because of her children, and she was a single mother, she had, you know, she would make runs when it was convenient, but it's still, you know, working all the time. But when that happened, she had to go work for the company, and they had their schedules. So she just picked up her family and moved to St. Louis, Missouri, where she still works for the company, but as an independent contractor, and she's happy again. So it started with that, and many of the people who were part of that AB5 battle are now living in other states: Iowa, Nevada, North Carolina, Texas, Florida, Idaho. Name your business-friendly right-to-work red state, and they found it. Staying in a fight required the ability to live and work without being concerned about an adversarial government whose only intention was to destroy their livelihood. Then the with the looming Department of Labor rule changes, the push for the PRO Act, and the nomination of Julie Sue to fill the post of Secretary of Labor, these same actors were still all in, but now doing it from a national perspective. California AB5 started the exodus, and Americans are voting with their feet and waving goodbye to eye-watering taxes, high living costs, bad job prospects, also crime, homelessness, and all these other things. You know, we talk about how great it is in California, and we love it up here in Redding. However, you can't get over the fact of all the problems we're having, where there is lawlessness in there's such lawlessness in one of the most beautiful, used to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world, in San Francisco. I lived down there back in the 60s. I truly liked San Francisco. But it had, you know, when we went down to listen to General
Mattis
speak, we drove down, turned around, and drove back.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't because we didn't want to spend the night in San Francisco. It was really, well, okay. It was because we had to work for something the next day. So, but anyway, I used to perform in San Francisco down at the Union Square. Why can't I think of the name? St. Francis. I did several performances down there with the jazz combo back, before it became Michael Mina's. It used to be called, the Compass Rose. And I would go walk down. I would walk all the way up to the, I can't think of the name of it. You know, fashioned after, a fire hose. Why can't I think of the name of that? You know, it was one of the monuments in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I would walk around San Francisco, and I knew that there were, you would have, you know, some homelessness, but, I know my parents stopped going because of the fact that they would go to the theater and they would park someplace and they would like literally be walking over bodies.
Yeah.
Literally having to walk around bodies, or not over, but you know.
People are just laying in the street. As far as they know.
Every walkway with the smell of urine and feces, and it's like, I don't know. We haven't been there in a long time, but when we went to go see General Mattis, where we drove through was very clean. I don't know if they like made sure that
was down by the Marine Corps Memorial,
which
building,
is right around the corner from Union Square.
Yeah. Now, other things too, when you start looking at it, and we don't want to be, you know, Debbie Downer here today, but the government is also doing things like they're telling cities where, you know, hey, we're going to tell you where people can build. We're going to tell you that, you know, where that if you don't want a solar or a wind farm in your area, that's too bad, because we're establishing eminent domain, and we're going to tell people they can do it. And cities, counties, areas have nothing to say anymore.
Well, PG&E did that for years, eminent domain. They come in and say, hey, we've got to take this much of your property because we're putting in power lines. And people had to, they had to do it. It's called eminent domain, like you said. And believe me, I saw a lot of that in a past life in the 90s. And people didn't like it, but there wasn't really anything they could do, so they had to, you know, get paid to do it. Knew that, okay, there's going to be electric something coming through my back 40.
Yeah, which is really cool to have big power lines going across your back of your yard. Hey, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Go on down to a Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's going to be beautiful weather, corner of Market and Eureka Way. You buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash, locally owned, locally run. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where's the app, service, and the music is the music with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Free Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. And, you know, work injuries can be life-changing. And if you're not getting the treatment you deserve or you rate, it can change your life forever. So Patrick Gorman is an expert in the world of workers' compensation. So give him a call. 530-262-2168. You need somebody to fight for you, and Patrick's that kind of guy. So we are here with Ruth Nicholas, who brings us these great guests. And we've known Ruth for how long?
I don't know, 10 years maybe?
Yeah, Ruth.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. We're always so happy when we know that you're in the building or when we see you, like when we were at the NFR, we saw you. And we love your energy and what you bring, the knowledge that you bring.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to do it.
You're doing 5 to 7 rodeos or more a year, mm-hmm. where you fly in and you are in charge of all of the media and organizing. Correct. What would be yes. like your job title? Let's start with that.
Probably publicist is the best word.
Public publicist. Mm-hmm. So publicist. Today, for instance, we had reached out to you and said, gosh, we want to get some of the great acts on the morning show. It's the Red Bluff Roundup. And that's what you do is you organize in this beautiful information sheet. And with us today, you brought a world champion, our very own Cottonwood girl who has just blown our minds. Good morning, Nellie Miller.
Good morning. Thank you.
World champion, barrel racer.
Barrel racer. Okay, so welcome to the show. And what do you do in order to – this is my big question because you're a mother, you're traveling, you've got 2 daughters – your wife, you're all these things. You know, you wear a lot of hats, as they say, but one cowboy, fabulous cowboy hat and a world champion belt buckle. What do you have a routine when you get up in the morning? Do you have a mantra? Do you do something to get yourself up every day?
I just make the coffee as quick as I can and just get going and get the kids going. And really, I'm just a mom and then I have a lot of help, so yeah, my parents are really involved, my husband, he's great, so it takes a lot of people to get things going, but yeah.
See the humbleness of that.
What started you in barrel racing, Nellie?
We grew up rodeoing, my dad rodeoed, my brother, we roped, and we just grew up in the arena, riding horses and just going to rodeos, so I just started at a young age following along with my dad, and about the time I decided I wanted to compete, you know, he didn't know anything about barrel racing, really. He's a team roper, so he just kind of took it on, and we figured out how to do it, and we always had good horses underneath us, so he's kind of a cowboy that kind of got me going.
So did you, when you learned to, when we think about roping, I mean, for people who have gone to the rodeo, we think about, you know, the basic lasso and the catch. Breakaway roping is something that's become like pickleball. It's become this huge thing.
Yeah.
So could you share with us what exactly is the break? Can you give a visual to our listeners? Breakaway roping.
Yeah. So it's another girls event, which is pretty popular, and it's fun to watch the girls. You know, we've only ever really had barrel racing before. And so breakaway basically is, I feel like it's the first half of calf roping, you know, that the guys do, but we just don't get off and tie the calf. We rope it around the neck and then the rope just pops off. And so it's really a quick event. It's fast. Like the girls can really do it quick, and it's kind of exciting.
It's the rope is tied to the saddle horn by just a piece of string. Is that it?
Yep, just a little piece of string. You tie your rope to the saddle horn, and as soon as it hits the end of the calf, the weight of the calf will pop it off.
Yeah, the calf never even slows down.
No.
And but then when you rope the calf, you immediately set down the horse. The horse just comes to a, you know, as you many people, it just sits down. And then when it pops, that's when the time ends.
Right, yeah.
Is there a rule about the string that's tied on there?
I think there are some rules, like you have to make sure it's tied tight and things like that. And then you have to have a flag on the end of the rope so they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it pops off, the flag will wave and they'll give you a time. But
now, times in the breakaway roping are kind of like what?
Like fast. Like yeah. 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you can run 10.
One, that's
ten,
blinking. Yeah. One, two.
You can run 10 contestants through in like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it like that.
It's an exciting event and fast and, yeah, the crowd loves it. So.
Oh, yeah.
So you are the 2017 world champion. And this year we went to the NFR and I just want to know what that must have felt like in that moment to win. That's kind of like the heavyweight title of the world, or, you know, like you get the belt. I mean, like, I mean, the lights, the saddle. What did that, was it real?
Not really. Like, it kind of just caught me off guard. Like, we went through the week, and I was just kind of tunnel vision, just trying to make a run every night. And it's a long week. It's 10 days of running. And so when it got down to that last night, it was just, I don't know. I wasn't real nervous or anything.
Was it tight? Was it?
Were the scores tight?
Yeah, it came down to the last run.
So
I ended up winning the average that year, and that kind of pushed me ahead. And it was, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just kind of like, I can't believe this just happened. Like, I didn't really expect it. I wasn't.
Did your life change after that?
I mean, all?
I mean, you're pretty, I mean, you obviously are level-headed. You're family, I mean, everybody, you know, you've been doing this your whole life, but does your life change after you win that buckle?
I guess in ways it does, but at the same time, it's like, well, life goes on.
Right.
You know,
you
so
come home and you still
you
have to tie your shoes and make bed, you know?
So,
put on your big girl panties.
Yeah. It changed in some respects, you know, I think it was good to get that under my belt.
You can say you can with the you can your rocking chair memories are like, I did it.
Yeah.
Man, I did it. Okay, so let's go on about, we've got 3 minutes to finish with this segment. Sister. Rock star sister.
She is
the name of the horse.
Yeah. She is such a good horse and just always has been. She's always gave me a lot of confidence as a rider, and she just makes me look good.
How did you find
her? Yeah, how'd you pair?
We raised her, so we've had her since she was a baby. I ran her mom in high school, and a brother to her was the first horse I made the NFR on. So it's just, they've been in our family for a long time.
Doesn't it make your heart feel warm that there's this lineage?
Well,
lineage in your life with your family. That is like your extended family.
It is.
That's why she's sister. Hello.
Just
getting it now.
So I didn't realize you'd raised her and you'd ridden her mom. So it's one thing for you to compete in so many rodeos. But you know, rough stock riders, and they fly in. You are bringing sister with you thousands of miles a year. How do you keep her healthy?
Yeah, she is a road warrior. I mean, what we ask them to do is, it's intense. But, you know, we just try our best. Like, and I always wish they could talk and tell us, like, what hurts them or what they don't like. But we just have to do our best and be in tune with that animal. And I feel like barrel racers especially have, like, that relationship with their horses. We know them. Each one has a personality, and you know what makes them mad or you know what they like. And so it's kind of just getting in tune with and knowing
their
ticks. Knowing your animal.
Well, also, Sister won the 2017 American Quarter Horse Association Barrel Horse of the Year Award. So two champions together. Well, a champion helps a champion, right?
Absolutely. We totally feed off of each other.
I love the energy of that whole commentary that you just gave about Sister.
I'm glad our horse can't talk.
Yeah.
No, I really am, because I'm sure there will be times that I would have my feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star, can you send me luck from where you are? Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome back to a fantastic interview here with our world champion barrel racer from Cottonwood, Nellie Miller, and the one and only Ruth Nicholas. Thank you. Good to see you. We're talking about Red Bluff Roundup, which is starting Friday.
Nellie Miller, I mean, that's a great name for... Rodeo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Married to James Miller.
And now, we talked about how you chose Sister, but Sister came from your own ranch. You wrote her mom, mm-hmm. and then Sister had those qualities that, as she got older, and you two clicked like that. Because it's so important that the rider and the horse actually match up.
Yeah.
And there's more to it than just, you know, if people don't know about barrel racing, they see the lady, you know, woman on the horse, and they're going, oh, look at that horse. Well, they don't realize just that horse doesn't do anything without a really, really great rider on them.
Yeah, and, you know, our sport is so fast. And, like, between first and second is less than a hundredth. I mean, it is the fraction of a second that can make a difference between first and no money at all is just insane. So you have to be really in tune and with that horse.
And think about the fact that in the earlier segment, Nellie said that, you know, she's had a sister who's registered Raptor W Mini Reba. I love it. A 15-year-old blue roan. So that means, my gosh, that's a lot of time to be with a horse.
Yeah.
You know each other's breath.
We do. Yep. It is a special relationship, and she's just such a great horse, and it's been so great for me. So.
Okay, so as you said, you know, in the spring it's great because we have a six-pack up here. We have rodeos around here, so you don't have to travel far. But then you become the road warrior. So you come to a rodeo, and you signed up for it. What's that look like?
They're all so unique, and that's kind of what I love about it. It's not just cookie cutter. Like, each rodeo has their own special vibe and their own feeling, and so you just fall in love with each one of them. And I always get that question, like, well, what's your favorite? And it's so hard to choose because they're just completely different, and I feel like that's what I love about it, because most sports, you know, it's kind of cookie cutter. You go, it's kind of the same thing, in even though it's in a different city or whatever. And rodeos are so local and just for the local community, and they have their own traditions, and it's like going to somebody's Christmas dinner. Everybody does it a little bit different.
Well, when you come in and when you're competing, so say the rodeo is a three-day rodeo. Let's say it's like the Red Bluff Roundup. So you come in, you have already entered. Then what happens from that? Just kind of walk us through that. Okay, I'm here. Boom. What happens?
Most of my time is just spent getting the horse ready, and we try to get there early. You know, you don't want to be rushing around trying to do everything, but also, you know, you kind of got to roll with it. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's just a lot of variables in rodeo, and so you have to be able to just kind of let go and not get worked up about the small stuff. But we like to get there early and just kind of get your horse ready, and it's nice being local.
And everybody rides in the slack. Is that correct?
For Red Bluff, yeah, that's correct. Each one has a little bit different format, but this weekend, all the barrel racers will ride Friday morning in the slack. And then the second go-round depends on how you place in the first
and
one.
And so from the slack, so you'll hear, you know, people will hear this, what's the slack? That's where they compete, and then the top 10 then go into that night.
Well, there's only three performances, and so that's 30 spots.
Okay.
And if you want to have more barrel racers than that, you know, you have to fill that extra ones in the slack. Mm-hmm. So that's what that is, just making up the slack for the rest of the girls to run.
But. Okay.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about the rodeo, Ruth. We have begins this Friday night, which we will be attending. That's the 7 p.m. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they're afternoon rodeos, which are great. You know, to bring the family out all nights, all days are great. We talked about that, Nellie and Ruth, at the break, was that, you know, we've got to support rodeo. We don't want to see rodeo go away. And just like there's so many, I hate to say this in this beautiful moment here, so much political correct whatever, the takeaway of what we've had with our heritage and some of the stuff that we grew up with. You don't know which way to turn. And rodeo brings us back down to some really powerful roots.
Yeah, you know, as the world gets farther away, or our country gets farther away from its agricultural roots, I think people don't realize the importance of rodeo. And as you guys have alluded to earlier, it's great entertainment. You can take your kids and not worry about things that they might see or hear and repeat at home. They'll enjoy it as much as you do. So it's very patriotic, very, leaves you with a very good feeling. So it's worth coming out to any rodeo, not just the roundup, but any rodeo.
Starts with a prayer.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
You know, I love that. And the, and you've got, you literally have millionaires putting their lives on the line.
Do you know
every,
that just
every rodeo?
That's right. 750. This is a staggering number. About 750 contestants will compete in 7 rodeo events. That means bareback riding, tie down roping, steer wrestling, saddle bronc riding, team roping, and women's barrel racing and bull riding.
And the breakaway. It really should
and
be
the,
8 events.
And the breakaway, yes. Which the breakaway. Is something that we're bringing light to today about this huge, like, popular sport that has become, like, one of the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Very really much has.
So. And Nellie does both, barrels
yeah,
and breakaway.
That's just amazing,
different
Nellie.
Horses.
Yeah, different horses. But
of course.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed it. I took a long break from roping because there wasn't much to go to after college. Mm-hmm. You know, they have it in college, but then after that, you're kind of limited. So it's been really fun to get back into it, and I love roping. So,
Ruth, do you think the Cowboy Channel has helped rodeo?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's made rodeos accessible to the nation, and I know a lot of people, they never turn it off. It's just every night they watch the Cowboy Channel.
There we go.
Great.
Hello.
And then they've just opened up the Cowgirl Channel.
Yes.
We also get, and it's all women.
Yeah.
And it's the breakaway.
That's cool.
It's team pinning. It's barrel racing.
Yeah, it's put us on a more of a national stage than we were before.
Uh-huh. So this is the 102nd. Can you believe that?
It's amazing. It's wonderful. You know, there are grandkids or great-grandkids of original directors and fans who are still coming to that rodeo.
That is just great. And the Red Bluff Roundup, really, you know how you know this, Nellie, you know this, Ruth. But for our listeners, it's almost like every place, like when you go see a concert at one place, it casts a certain spell. You may see that same act in another venue, and it just casts another spell. It's the same kind of thing, but the arena and the area and the vibe. Red Bluff Roundup has its own complete vibe.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It's got its own energy for sure, and there's just nothing like it. I mean, you just
there's
feel
something
so
going
good.
On all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just when you're out there and you're watching an arena, and then these horses go racing by you, and there's a horse race going on
within the rodeo.
And then the elder abuse when they try to do the wild horse race or people abuse.
Yeah.
I guess you call it people abuse in the wild horse race, and then the wild and now it's the pony. You hop the ponies too. You've got to be paying attention because boom, there comes something else.
So tickets are at redbluffroundup.com.
Forget Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah, we're sold out on Saturday, and we apologize for that. But come out Friday and Sunday.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. We've been all three times through the years.
We've been
a Friday night. We've been
on
Sunday day.
Yep.
It's church and rodeo, and I think you do like a cowboy church too on Sunday, which is so cool.
We got there early and went to that.
Yeah.
See what it was like.
You bet.
It was cool. Nellie, it's really been a pleasure to meet you and to talk to you that, you are still competing. You are at the very top. And yet, when I hear your name, of course, on the Cowboy Channel, and they, nothing but such nice things they say about you.
Thank you.
I know you can't hear it, but but
and cheers to your family too, because it does take a team.
Thank you.
You know, when you've got your husband and your daughters and your parents and your family and that support team that sees you on this mission, it helps it helps you to be a better performer.
It does. When you have somebody pushing you from behind, it really.
Yeah.
What do the girls do when you take them with you?
You know, they're good little troopers. They get more into it every year, I think, as they get older.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of fun for me to watch that.
Have they started junior bell racing yet?
They're not competing yet. They ride a lot with me, though, and so they enjoy it.
All right. Well, we'll be out there today. Can't wait to see you. And, yeah.
Good luck.
Thank
you. See you Friday night.
Thank you.
For sure. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news and be right back. We're the best of friends. It's the thing that the world keeps turning our way.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
FAA, due to what is termed equipment issues, Southwest says it has suffered intermittent technology issues. So once again, all Southwest Airlines flights grounded for the time being. The chair of the House panel looking into the origins of COVID-19 wants to know what China has to hide. Ohio Republican Brad Wenstrup says his panel's investigation is made all the more challenging by Beijing's refusal to cooperate.
While the specific origin of COVID-19 may not be 100% clear, there's mounting evidence suggesting a research or lab-related incident. What is clear, though, is that China does not want the globe to know the origins. They dodge and duck every legitimate attempt to investigate this question.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Pandemic holding its second hearing today. The young woman was driven to the wrong address. Turned out to be a deadly mistake.
Authorities in Washington County, New York, near the border with Vermont, say a woman was shot dead after the car she was riding in mistakenly went to the wrong address and was met with gunfire in the driveway. It happened in the town of Hebron. Kaylin Gillis, who was 20, was traveling with three other people Saturday night when the group made a wrong turn onto the property. The sheriff says the driver was attempting to turn the car around when the homeowner came out onto his porch and fired two shots. One round hit Gillis. The homeowner, Kevin Monahan, refused to come out for about an hour before surrendering. He faces a second-degree murder charge. I'm Norman Hall.
And in Kansas City, Missouri, an 84-year-old man faces felony charges for allegedly shooting and wounding a black teen who mistakenly showed up on his doorstep to pick up two siblings. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 121 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Beijing has issued an angry response to a statement from the G7, which criticizes China's increasingly assertive territorial claims.
The G7 foreign ministers underlined their strong sense of unity on a host of issues, including their concerns about China. The group called on Beijing to act as a responsible member of the international community, citing concerns over its behavior towards Taiwan and its militarization activities in the South China Sea. In response, the Chinese foreign ministry said the G7 had maliciously slandered and smeared it, while also interfering in China's internal affairs. Beijing claims the self-ruled island of Taiwan as its own, and has also staked out most of the South China Sea as falling within its territory.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Syria's chief diplomat is on a three-day official visit to Tunisia meant to restore diplomatic ties that were severed back in 2012. News and analysis, townhall.com. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's good to be back at work after a five-week absence, after suffering a fall in early March.
McConnell joked that the same hard head that kept his concussion from being worse has served him well at times in the Senate. He also said he's ready to tackle what he called the important business that lies ahead, including securing the U.S.-Mexico border and investing in what he called America's strength and security. At a time of skyrocketing inflation and unprecedented spending, McConnell is calling on President Biden to compromise on a debt limit increase with House Republicans. Bob Agnew reporting.
Recapping the hour's lead story, the grounding by the FAA of all Southwest airline flights due to what is termed equipment issues. Southwest says it has suffered intermittent technology issues and is working to correct the problem. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 here on the 18th of April, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
National days today, buddy.
We do. National Lineman Appreciation Day.
Lineman?
Lineman.
I'm sure they're talking about electric linemen.
Yeah. I have some buddies that do that, actually. So
It's a
dangerous job.
It's a dangerous job. It's a well-paying job because it is dangerous. And but, okay. Any others?
Here's a good one. National Animal Crackers Day.
Oh,
Animal Crackers.
Okay.
When I was growing up,
yes.
I would watch TV with my Nana and who is like a Shirley something?
Temple.
Animal crackers
animal
in my
crack.
Soup.
Yep. Monkeys and tigers. Loop.
Yeah. And there was.
Oh, gee. But I have fun.
There was this ad that would always come on. It would be like the best of Shirley Temple. And, yeah. Anyways.
Swallowing crackers one by one.
That's what it reminds me of.
All right. So you remember the little box? I think that might be something they still sell today. We need to look it up because it's like a little box with the, I think it's got
a bunch of CDs in it.
What?
Are we having a completely different conversation?
Oh, we're talking about animal crackers.
Oh, okay.
I'm still on animal crackers in the box.
Well, they don't have the bars on them anymore because that's animal cruelty.
Oh.
I'm so serious.
Oh, I don't remember bars. I just remember that
they were like little box cages, cars.
Yeah.
They were like little box cars. Remember that? Like they would travel in a circus.
Okay.
And had those.
All right. But well, there's a sign of the times. And didn't there used to be like a string so you could carry the box? Was there a string over the top?
Yes, there was.
Almost like a shoelace.
Yeah.
You could carry it like carry your little box with your animal crackers. It's so cute. Now, I left my computer at home and my phone. Don't even ask me, you know, it's one of those, I think there's planetary shifts everywhere. but I would love it if somebody could tell me can you get animal crackers like at Old World Market?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. I think I've seen them someplace like at Christmas time. Anyway. Maybe that's true. I go to Walmart to get my cleaning solvents, folks. I'm just going to say it.
What's the number for today?
I have no idea.
Two.
Meaning?
That's how many days until SpaceX will attempt to get Starship, the most powerful rocket ever built, off the ground.
Mm.
Starship was left grounded on its launch pad in South Texas on Monday due to technical issues delaying the vehicle's historic first launch attempt.
The Starship's shuttle was designed with getting to Mars in mind. So
this is Musk, right?
Yeah.
Well, Mars.
You know what?
You know what?
I'm guilty lately. I don't know what, you know, I thought about that this morning because my eyes are tired. I have been guilty of getting on Facebook and then all of a sudden the reels, I get lost in the reels and I'm like an hour deep. And one of them, a couple of them, several of them, in fact, have been interviews with Elon Musk. And like this, what's the most profound? What's the best takeaway? What's the worst advice? What's the best advice? And it's different, you know, that two things that he said that I, my takeaways from those little short interviews was that he would now hire somebody if he felt that they were a good person and they had a heart rather than how accomplished they were. I thought that was great because that's like through the years, you know, you break through like you're so brilliant that does somebody have the heart? Are they a team player? Do they have that heart to go to break through rather than getting caught in the figures? Then another thing that he said that was a great takeaway is that there have been, when he did SpaceX, the first one, there were three failures. And how he built his career, because, you know, the guy said that he had worked in lumber mills. I mean, he wasn't just like, he was brilliant, but he worked, he's done menial labor, uh-huh. If you will. He's done.
You're talking Musk now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what he would, you know, when he went to school and how he built, his whole thing was built, you know, in programming, and then he's just doubled down on his money. He's always put it back in. He's always put it back in with building things. And so with, I think it's SpaceX, if I'm not mistaken, it could have been another one. Three failures. The fourth one would have bankrupt him. And the fourth one succeeded. But three failures. And so I loved the fact that in life, no matter who you are, that your success many, many times is in your failures. What do you take from your failures? How are you as a champion in your heart? Do you go beyond that? I love that, that success is in between. And I always say, and you get this too, Liam, is that the magic happens in between the notes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Richard Branson, Virgin Airlines. Tried to borrow something like $1 million, was turned down by all the banks. He turns around and borrows $100 million for his airline, and they loaned him the $100 million, wouldn't loan him $1 million, or might have even been less than that, but they ended up loaning him this huge sum of money for the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he tells that story. Of course, Virgin Atlantic may not be doing as well as it could be, but okay, GOP rep George Santos. George Santos from New York, the 3rd Congressional District, he has faced some criticism by some,
really?
some Republicans and everybody else and in his district for lying extensively about his resume, education, and family background. He is also currently battling an array of federal and local investigations into his finances. He just launched his reelection campaign.
Oh.
Well, hey, you know what? And the guy says, I'm not guilty. And yeah, I might have stretched the truth on a few of these things. George, stretch the truth.
Do we have anybody
to your family background?
I mean, do we
have? Well, apparently he's not Jewish. He's Jew-ish.
Jew-ish.
Yeah.
And he says I'm Jew-ish, and people kind of somehow took that he was Jewish.
I don't get what that means.
Well, he supports the Jews, and that means he's Jewish, as opposed to being Jewish, which means you are a member of that group of people. And that came out, among other things. But anyway, he has announced he is running for reelection. And is it just to get money? Because it goes into his reelection campaign. At the end of it, he loses. He has a few $100,000 left over. He can pay off personal expenses.
Do we have anybody, I'm talking on the political front, Republican, Independent, Democrat. Is there anybody that you look at and think, wow, I mean, they're a great leader. I listen to what they say. I could get behind them. I think they, you know, they've got great ideas. Is it that
they are somebody that can bring the country together in a bipartisan manner?
Our news outlets and the multitude of news outlets making.
They're the ones that make the decision for you.
Are they, if we're listening, we're trying to listen across the board because I know what I do. I go to MSNBC, I go to Huffington, I go to Fox, I go to Breitbart, I go to Drudge. I try to get all these different, you know, views. And I don't, is there fire? Does anybody have fire in their belly about anybody? I need to know because.
After I eat Taco Bell.
We got to take a break now. We're going to go open line for the rest of the hour. My guest shifted to another day. So,
would that be Patrick Jones?
No. Patrick's on Thursday.
Okay. Shifted to another day.
I'm not going to mention who this one is. But it's always, it's kind of like whack-a-mole. You know, I say, how about this day? Yes. And then that day gets close. No. Okay. So we switch them around. And then I've been told, perfect. So we'll see. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, on the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement and many other medical procedures that you used to have to drive 3-4 hours to get. You can have those procedures right here in Redding, California. And they're becoming a teaching hospital. The first group of 8 or more doctors will be here early next year and start this 3-year program with them, and it'll be another 8 the year after that and another 8. So you're going to have like 24 physicians who are working with local doctors and the hospital. I mean, this is just outstanding that something like this is happening. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
By Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
Come to Wind River Resort and Casino and treat the mothers in your life to our Event Center Mother's Day Brunch inside the Event Center on Sunday, May 14th, beginning at 9 a.m. with seatings every 2 hours. Our buffet will include a prime rib carving station with steamer clams and crab with a variety of sides and desserts. Reservations highly suggested. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. We're the app for the cool and the music is the feelings with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts, don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and KCNR streaming online. This is Carl and Linda Bott. And by the way, today animal crackers, we talked about that today, but let's give you an update on the weather. Areas of frost and chance of showers with a high of 57, overnight lows of 37. Wednesday calls for mostly sunny with 62, overnight lows of 39. And Thursday, sunny with a high of 70, overnight lows of 48. And progressing with the most fabulous weekend for all the shows and shines that are happening. We've got some beautiful shows and shines happening, plus Red Bluff Roundup. We are, yes, we are in the season this weekend. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. My gosh, that's a little sunburn weather there. And Saturday, 82, and Sunday, 79. Well, beautiful, beautiful weather ahead of us.
Spring is here. And then
spring
summer.
Spring is here.
Next week is summer.
And also the 6th Annual Spring Fest Car Show, which will be happening this Friday down on Market Street. That's down there in the promenade, folks, 3 to 9 p.m. Saturday, the 22nd this weekend, Lithia Chevrolet Show and Shine. That's from 10 to 1:30 on East Cypress. Anderson River Park Show and Shine, 2 to 5. Big League Dreams, 6 to 9. Now on Sunday, Kent's Meats Show and Shine from 10 to 2. Wind River Casino will be a Show and Shine from 11 to 2. That's Sunday. Locust Street Auto and Shine, 10 to 2. And Colt 45's Show and Shine from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So that'll be beautiful out there with, you know, the stadium lights on. How cool is that? So all these different venues where you can go see some great, great automobiles that people put a lot of love and attention into. Well, and the weather's always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. It's a veteran-owned business where they get senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You've got some things.
I do. I have five things you need to know. First of all, today's the deadline to file your taxes.
That's it.
But tens of millions of Americans have yet to submit their information to the IRS. Why is that?
Well.
But you still have time.
There's 89.
To request an extension. 89 new laws?
No, no. There's 87 or 89,000 new IRS agents who said, oh, if you make $400,000 a year or less, you don't have anything to worry about. Wrong. 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 Because with that many new agents, that means that they're going to be checking more tax records. And then and they say, well, no, you owe $100 more. Well, nobody is probably going to get into a fist fight over $100, so you pay another $100. Now it would be nice if they said, oh, you overpaid us even, you know, more than we, you know, you thought. So you get money back. That would be nice. Like other people who don't do anything to get free money from the government.
Today,
if you haven't filed your taxes, you can file for an extension, but you're on the hook for interest.
All right, so we do have an incredible amount of gun violence that's going on. This is just an absolute fact. Wherever you turn around, there's like a school shooting, a mall shooting, a
party shooting.
And so the latest one, and this is according to CNN, and we wonder why there's this black and white thing. It starts off with a white 84-year-old homeowner who allegedly shot and wounded Ralph Yari after the black teen went to the wrong address to pick up his siblings will face two felony charges, officials announced Monday. He told the police that he fired immediately after answering the doorbell when he saw the 16-year-old pulling an exterior door handle, according to documents obtained by CNN. He was scared to death due to the boy's size, according to the document. After the April 13th shooting, which left the teenager with gunshot wounds in his head and arm, Ralph told police that he did not pull on the door, so there was a racial component to the case.
Well, that's what they're saying, and it probably may be.
Would he have shot if it was a big white guy?
Who knows? But see, you'll never know, because here's an 84-year-old guy who's... there's so many other factors in this, like crime in the neighborhood, crime in that city, people's homes being broken into. You know, it could be a lot of things that brought it to this. It's so unfortunate that this young man who did nothing,
yes,
did nothing, was shot. Another story, a woman pulled into, and this was a white woman, pulls into a driveway and the homeowner shot her. Now, that's all the part I saw. I've got to go back and look at it. But then she got shot. People are scared today, Linda. And when you look at the number of burglaries here in Reading that have gone up, it's front page today. No violence there. They're just breaking into places, stealing your stuff. But there's so much violence in cities and maybe even towns that people are scared. And they don't want to be hurt. They don't want to be beaten up. They don't want to have their stuff taken. So what do? They get scared. And then when that scenario confronts them, it goes to bare fear. You could say, was this a reasonable fear? If you say that there's been four houses in his neighborhood been broken into, two people injured, then that becomes kind of a reasonable fear. But if it's just a bare fear that somebody's going to come into your house and hurt you, and you reacted to that, and then you shoot somebody based on what they look like. If it had been a skinhead, 6'4", let's say, had been standing out there, would he have shot? When I say skin, and some of them,
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about.
I see it. Yeah,
I got him. Shaved head, big guy.
Yeah.
Would he have shot then, too? Who knows? Maybe he would have. So, but it goes back to this fear factor that people are living with in a lot of areas.
So if you didn't have guns, let's say if you didn't have a gun and you were in fear, because let's paint a scenario. So what's the next option to protect yourself if there were no guns? What are you going to do? Bow and arrow? Dynamite?
The next option.
Dart that passes you out with poison in it?
The next option.
I should be in the CIA, huh?
The next option is relying on that person not to hurt you.
Yes, and this is the back in the day.
You have to rely on if somebody breaks in your house, if you have no way of protecting yourself or your family, now you have to rely on that person not to hurt you. And as we're seeing in our society, which is becoming more and more, it seems like, siloed, more fearful,
We have violence.
We have violence. We've always had violence. However, it is more. The news media piles on the, in what they write. You remember, and if it bleeds, it leads, about all the negative things that happen. And so here's an 84-year-old guy that was scared, obviously, and then he sees that fear manifested in that young man who did nothing except to pick up his siblings.
Number two, okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis floated the idea of building. Now listen to this. I'm going to read the lines that was written in Five Things You Need to Know from CNN. Floated the idea of building a state prison or a competing theme park, underlined, next to Disney World in Orlando as revenge for the company resisting a state takeover of its special taxing district, period. Laying out his plan to exact retribution against the House of Mouse, the Florida Republican said the GOP-controlled state legislator will take steps to, quote, formally nullify, quote, Disney's attempt to maintain control of the district through last-minute maneuvering.
Okay, so the story behind this is decades ago, when Disney World was being built, they got the special dispensation to take care of that whole, this whole district, including homes, homeowners, all these businesses. They got special tax breaks. They got, for everybody in that district. So when the state of Florida was putting through a bill, Disney got back, stood up and got out of its lane and pushed back real hard against the state. Well, DeSantis says, well, wait a minute. You get special treatment from the state. You don't have to pay taxes. You get special breaks on water. You get all of these things, electricity. Well, what gives you the right to do that and other businesses not? So that's where it started. And it's going to cost – unfortunately, it's not only going to cost Disney, but it appears that it's also going to cost the residents of that area money too. Now, the state legislature said they can handle that. So, yeah, it's a battle going on now.
Well, we're going to take a break.
If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car – how about Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station? Not just a car, trucks, bicycles, electric bicycles. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. They're out there. You just have to see if you qualify for them. We'll be right back.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning. Bears heavy on my mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. In Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot on the air for 14 years. Wow. Well, you've been on the air for 16 years, but I haven't been. So, anyway.
You want to go back to the top five things?
No, I want to say this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going to try and get in there this week. I'm going to give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up an appointment that works for me and them, of course. And I'm going to go down and get my haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's 15 years. I've never had a bad haircut there at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. See, look at Lucky Miller's. Make a right turn. Make another right turn and you're in there. And there you are. It's man's last stronghold. It says so right on the window.
This is something that's happening right now. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy previewed what he hopes House Republicans can pass in the next few weeks to raise the debt ceiling during a speech at the New York Stock Exchange. Quote, so here is our plan. In the coming weeks, the House will vote on the bill to lift the debt ceiling into the year, save taxpayers trillions of dollars, make us less dependent on China, curb our inflation, all without touching Social Security and Medicare. Quote, he told a crowd of traders and analysts, while sounding optimistic, there is no bipartisan agreement in sight, et cetera. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I think our grandkids already owe like $28,000 a piece, you know, because of the debt ceiling. I mean, what are we handing over to Liam and Ashlyn and Mike? You know, we used to have the strongest economy in the world. Inflation was under control. We had manufacturing. We had it all. And then somehow we have allowed the Chinese we've allowed the Chinese to take over the pharmaceutical network, the rare earth that you need to
for your phones, for computer chips, for everything.
We've allowed ourselves to get embroiled in a war with Ukraine and Russia. We have the Chinese flying jets
over
Taiwan, coming across our country unmolested until they found out about it, and then they decided to do something about it, and then they lied to us about it. What happened to the idea is that people could sit down, talk, disagree, but still have a cup of coffee. All of this, what's happened? Well, like you said the other day, and you were so perfect when you said, I know it's hard to believe that I actually said that, but no, you were so perfect when you said everything that we have lived to the things that we grew up with.
Most things.
That it has now, you know, everything is under attack.
Well, one thing that we were raised with, and that stays in us, is the moral compass of right and wrong. Okay, so that will never, ever be taken away from us, ever.
Lord,
okay?
What do you think?
Am I there?
You are.
Go on, please.
Hi. Hi. Well, since you know I'm a CPA, and today is the last day to do something about your 2022 tax return.
Yes.
I just wanted to let people know, a lot of times they'll read that California had disaster zones, and that they could wait until October to file the returns. That isn't true for Shasta County.
Mm.
We were not in a federally declared disaster area in 2022. Seems like we get one every year, but for some reason in 22 we did not. So people either need to file the returns today or file an extension, and their due date will still be October 15th.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much, because that is from right there from our CPA.
Our CPA.
Yes. And thank you so
much
for that.
CPA,
so either they filed their returns or they – now how – okay, last minute, how do they get an extension at this late notice?
You can download the form online and fill it out and mail it in. Make sure you get proof of mailing. And if you owe money, you need to pay it today, or at least a good estimate of it, to avoid an underpayment penalty.
Okay, now what? Tell us, like, an underpayment penalty. Is that a percentage of each month? How would you know what that is going to be?
Well, it is a percentage, and it isn't only just the underpayment penalty. There's also interest charged every month, and it's a percentage of the amount you owe. So if you only owe a few hundred dollars, it's not that much. If you owe many thousands of dollars, it gets to be a bigger deal.
Wow.
The same thing. You need to pay what you owe to California. They tend to be even worse about collections. So if you have to choose between paying California and paying your federal liability, I would say definitely pay California.
Oh, man. Okay, that is such valuable information. Thank you so much for calling in. So, again, you must file your taxes today. If not, then you have to download and the extension, but you've got to have proof of mail, like, oh, well, I put it in the mail. Well, you know, it's got to be mailed today, stamped, like, with proof of mail for the extension in October.
Can you do it electronically?
Well, I don't know if you really can or not and have it work. I think you really have to. We do it for our clients all the time.
Yes.
So, yes, but how you do it on your own on the website, I have never had to do that. I just used my great software. So
okay.
And then a reminder again on paying what you owe, or a good amount of what you owe, because filing an extension is not an extension to pay. It's only an extension of time to file. So it's a distinction some people don't realize.
And so here's the alarm bell. If people are thinking, oh, I don't really have to pay till October, and all of a sudden they're hearing this.
Right.
How do they even know, if they haven't even looked at the documents, what they owe?
That's right. So that's why it's important to try to get an estimate together and get your documents organized early. And if you need help to get into someone early in the season, too. I'm sure there's lots of other preparers out there, you know, the lower end, H&R Block and Liberty Tax, whatever. Those folks are still working, I'm sure. So, if you don't do your own return on TurboTax or something, I definitely recommend people getting help to see what their next step ought to be, you know, by 5 o'clock today.
By 5 o'clock today.
Yeah, and this is why we have loved the Goins. They have been, because, I mean, you know, it's
we're not in jail.
When you're legally and you've got a business and there's all the, you know, the different things, and the taxes change every year, it's just fabulous to be able to know that you've got, it's like going to a good doctor. You know, you feel safe knowing that they've got your back, they've got your health in check, and part of your financial life is part of your health. Let's face facts.
Sure. And one last thing people might not know, when California sent out those little rebate debit cards, some people might not know, we found out in the middle of the filing season that the IRS will be not taxing that income.
Okay.
So it wasn't clear until middle of the season. But just so people know, if they're wondering, gosh, the state sent me this money, or they may have even gotten a 1099 showing the amount if it was over $600. So for the benefit of people who are trying to do their own return, it is not taxable. The federal and state government are not taxing that money.
Well, that's good. That I guess it's a special gift.
Yeah, special gift.
Gee,
Did we get one of those?
I don't remember. I didn't get a card.
Well, some people threw them away. They thought they were one of them.
Oh, I bet you anything that probably went into the old, paper grinder.
Yeah, exactly.
So, thank you, Lori.
Okay,
well,
thank you so much.
Time, and it's great to hear your guys' voices. Aww. And hope you have a great
day.
We'll
see you soon.
We need to have you all on before the last day.
Yeah, that's a, and a phone call in is like very valuable. Thank you so much, Lori.
All right, take care. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, before Lori called in, I don't know, where are we on our time?
We have to take a break right now. Hey, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractor, skid steers, backhoes, you name it, they have it. Large to small. If you do it all, they do it local. Local, it is a local business. All of the ones that we talk to are local businesses that we have here. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, the couple that owns this are just great people, and they've got a huge selection of equipment there. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
the City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Good morning and welcome to this last portion of the 18th of April here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. How are you doing today on this Tuesday? Usually I don't. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Trish is on Thursday. Sometimes you've got, you know, you've got your standings on Tuesday. I wanted to come in because specifically, and boy, our day just went kind of really interestingly changed because we had dates mixed up. So we're going to be heading down to Red Bluff today for the Think Pink Luncheon for the Red Bluff Roundup. And various other things that we're going to, when the show is over, we're going to be like, what? We're going to reschedule. Anyway, so Nellie Miller was in today. She's a world champion barrel racer. That was fantastic in the first, half hour or first, at the 7:30 hour. So if you didn't hear that, it's really, she is a Cottonwood hometown girl. She's been the 2017 world champion.
And she's in the top 10 a lot, too, during the year. So it's not just, you know, she's competed at that high level for
And we actually got
years.
To see her at the National Rodeo Finals in Vegas. She's just, you know, just a nice person. So I really wanted to be in here today so I could actually meet her up and close. Twitter has reversed course on another controversial decision, this time causing many in the weather community to breathe a collective sigh of relief. Earlier this year, the company said it would limit the number of tweets that can be sent from automated accounts unless they pay extra. That change would have a huge impact on the National Weather Service and other weather entities that use automated tweets to send crucial weather alerts like tornado warnings. However, Twitter surprisingly announced over the weekend that an exception will be made for the National Weather Service, allowing its accounts to send alerts without limits. I'm glad about this because, you know, we've seen such incredible, crazy weather conditions. Without this automated process, it would take minutes for forecasters to manually prepare warning information into a tweet.
Well, so. That's good because, you know, Musk also said that many of the tweets' personal information what they were, on these supposedly personal messages was open to the government, it appears. Just something else. Every time you get on the Internet, every day you get on the internet, all of your information is open to how many people? How many thousands, millions of people? If we can't keep top secret documents specially written for the Joint Chiefs of Staff safe, how about your about an email you send or a Facebook post, you know, the PM message, like nobody else is reading that? Of course they are. And then there's computers that read it, and they trigger on certain words. The question is what are those words? You know, and some of them are, to me, I've never even heard of these words before. You know, I mean, that they're trigger words like red. I mean, that means something in certain circles. And in these other words, it means certain things in certain circles. But if you, by accident, used it in your email or something online and they looked at it, would they all of a sudden be somebody into your you get a knock on the door and the FBI is there?
And finally, how would you like to take the position of the Senior Director of Culinary Innovation of McDonald's USA? You're on the plane. Hey, what do you do? I'm the Director of Culinary Innovation for McDonald's. Now, what would one think? Go into your imagery. Culinary innovation. I would say first thing would be like, could you work on your fries?
I like their fries.
I don't know how you like the fries. But anyway, that's like why fries. They've been in business for years and years and years and years. Okay, so guess what's happening? They've been focusing, McDonald's, on upgrading its core items to boost sales, to improve their signature burgers. Buns will be softer, cheese will be gooier, onions will be added to patties right on the grill. See, because if I have to pick a burger that's going to be a fast food, it'll always be In-N-Out, hands down. Why? Because I can't stand to smell bleach on lettuce. And a lot of times, I don't know. Am I alone? I know Carl's looking at me like, whatever.
No,
but
I've lived with you for 15 years.
I'm not the only one.
About.
I know somebody else said, oh, I can smell the bleach on the lettuce, you know. But they don't, In-N-Out, they're cutting everything right there. You see them do the potatoes. It's fresh. If you're going to do fast, it's the fast, the freshest of the fast that I have ever tried. But anyway, so now, the buns will be softer, cheese gooier, onions will be added to patties right on the grill, and the Big Mac sauce, there will be more of it.
Okay. I've got to share this with everybody. I did a commercial the other day, and I had to use the term ooey gooey sandwich. Have you ever tried to do a commercial and say ooey gooey sandwich four times? You know, by the end of it, anyway. Now, that's what I was going to talk about, but if you listen to the station, you know which commercial it is. An emu. An emu is like a miniature ostrich. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's smaller than the big ostrich. It got loose from a guy's fence. He had a 9-foot fence. He built a 9-foot fence to keep the emu in. Emu went right over that fence, took off running, and it went on a 20-mile police chase. The police trying to round up an emu. Now, picture this. Well, I was watching it. Was a police car pulls in front of it like he would, like he's blocking another car.
Oh, my God.
Emu just
jumps over the car.
No, it just goes around it.
Pecks out the window.
No, it just goes around it. And it just keeps trotting down the road, and there's cars coming the other direction, and cars are just...
Oh, my God.
The drivers are just, here comes the emu, and here come three police cars behind it trying to round up an emu. You know, and, you know,
wasn't there
nobody trying to rope it or anything? They were just, what were they going to do? Surround it with cars?
They
were trying to keep it off the main road.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
They were trying to do.
If I'm not mistaken, I think bring to mind, Kevin Hart was in the car, and I don't know if this is spoof or there was an ostrich running next to him.
Do
you remember that clip?
No.
Kevin Hart and another guy in a car and an ostrich
goes by,
running next to him, and was just like, looked at him like,
I have been driving down the road in a
hostile ostrich. Try to say that fast. Hasta la vista.
We've been driving down the road in during Desert Storm.
Desert Shield, boy.
We were in Saudi Arabia, and we're driving down the road like about 60 miles an hour. And out in the road is a herd of camels, and they're all running in single file along the road, just trotting along as we went by. There had to be 20 of them out there.
Were they ready to feed?
I don't know what they were doing. They're camels.
But I know, but to have them in single file, and we do that sometimes with the cattle as they're going to line up.
You'll see that with horses, too. You know, they'll just kind of like trot along behind, but, you know, but emus. Anyway. Okay, everybody. So many things going
on.
The show and shine start this week.
That's right.
We're going to have the director of the Kulepo Nights with us Friday to talk about everything that's going on. We've got the Red Bluff Roundup this weekend. We've got Kulepo Nights next week. With a week from Friday will be the cruise. And if you are new to town or you've never done it, go on down to Hilltop and find yourself a spot and watch 1,000 cars drive by, and all of them beautiful cars. Some of them, you know, like some of the older ones are, you know, may not be as beautiful as others, but it is just something you want to do. Everybody have a great day. God bless America.
Back down.
Your health.
Back down.
KCNR. Shasta.